You've said very clearly that you think the tax deal that the president has worked out is a lousy one. He said it's not so bad as it sounds, that it will create new jobs in the next 2 years. How do you respond to that?
I think it's a lot of wishful thinking. And I think we have to look at the long-term ramifications of what he's doing. He is suggesting that we cut the Social Security tax from 6% to 4%. I worry that that is going to become new precedent, that you're going to have Social Security on the chopping block, that you're going to have it starved, that you're going to have senior citizens under the Republican administration in the House looking at trying to privatize it all over again.
At the very time when a presidential commission has advised reducing the deficit and perhaps even doing things like increasing Social Security withholding.
Correct. I'm one of those that believes that Social Security withholding should be increased, that there shouldn't be a cap at $106,000. There's not a cap on Medicare taxes. So, that could solve our issues relative to Social Security. But I actually think that he is really playing right into the Republican hand and what they want to do. Not to mention the fact in March we're going to be up against the debt limit and whether or not we're going to lift the debt limit. The Republicans have already signaled they're not going to. So what does that mean? That means more cuts in programs that people who are on the edge, last ropes, those kinds of situations are going to be on the chopping block again. I do believe that we've got to become hawkish on reducing this debt. And I'm one that says, it's tough medicine, it's strong medicine, but you know what? If the tax cuts were just allowed to expire, that's, over $1 trillion.
So you sound like you were saying that you'd rather see the middle class tax cuts expire, even put off the chance to extend unemployment benefits, rather than extend the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans.
The tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans is $600 billion over 10 years. $600 billion. Can we afford that? I mean, can we truly afford it? That's like, being bankrupt and going out and having a shopping spree. They're responsible.
Shouldn't House Democrats take some of the blame on this since they now hold the majority, but a few days ago you and your colleagues couldn't pass the unemployment extension and tax cut bill, the one Democrats in the House supported, that was aimed only at the middle class?
Well, it was done under suspension, so you needed a higher vote total. We had the numbers, certainly. We had the majority, and if it wasn't taken up on suspension, it would have passed the House. But, these are the rules under which we operate when you take a bill up under suspension.
Right, but
vote total.
In fact, some Democrats did join Republicans in blocking that vote.
For, various reasons. I mean, some didn't want to have a tax cut for those making $250,000 and below. It's kind of, on the one hand, there was no interest in extending unemployment benefits, which will help people to the tune of about $1,200, $1,400 a month, but we were going to extend a tax cut to them that might be $1,000 a year. We got to be smart about this moving forward, and I just think that this package is not good for people today, and it's certainly not good for our kids and their kids.
The outgoing House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, representing San Francisco, says the estate tax provision is a bridge too far. Is there still time and the votes to amend this bill?
We'll find out because we're meeting with Vice President Biden in about 20 minutes, and there's some rumor that the president might come as well. I mean, this is really a watershed issue for those of us that are interested in bringing down the deficit and making sure that that those who are unemployed have an opportunity to want get back to work. I mean, I'd much rather see us, creating targeted, benefits for manufacturing, where we can guarantee that we're creating jobs. None of this is, this talk about creating jobs is kind of, I think, mercurial.
I see that your colleague, Anna Eshoo, representing the district next door, the Peninsula and Silicon Valley, has a poll up on her website whether or not Congress should extend the Bush tax cuts. What are you hearing from your constituents?
My constituents are pretty consistently opposed to it.
And
I think when people understand that we have a almost $14 trillion deficit that will grow by the end of 2020 to $20 trillion and will just escalate from there. I mean, it makes everyone want to say, wait a minute, we can't keep doing this. And unfortunately, I have to go because I'm going to miss this vote.
Well, just I'm sorry. One last question. Just what happens if you reject this package now, and then the Republicans come back in the majority next month? That you may not have any say at all.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all. I think that we're actually in a stronger bargaining position. To tell you the truth.
Good luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.